Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program, and you can dial in toll-free to bring up what you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right, so we're going to get right back into your phone calls here. For those of you just tuning in to catch up, we've been talking about the just historic in a really negative fashion trial today of Mark Schmitter down in Florida. He's an activist who is a fully informed jury activist. He hands out jury nullification information, has been doing so. I mistakenly said something like several years, according to the folks down in Orlando. It's been several months. But anyway, he's been doing it for a while and has been doing it relatively unmolested until recently when a man in a robe down there decided to issue an order saying that this shall not be done. You shall not hand out things to anyone on our courthouse property, and you shall not hold signs, and you shall not do this and that and this and that. And so they arrested this guy during the Kaylee Anthony trial for handing out information, charged him with two contempt of court charges, and sentenced him to over 150 days in jail.
I wonder if in some way or another in their minds, the result in the Kaylee Anthony case, you know, the jury finding this woman who is suspicious, very suspicious circumstances of her case, not guilty, had anything to do with these pamphlets that are being handed out. Do you get the correlation I might be talking about here?
No, I don't really understand what you're saying. Who would have been thinking this?
The judge that sentenced him. Whomever. You know, whoever he talks to, you know, that they chatter amongst themselves about these things. They gave this guy a half a year for passing out pamphlets. It's insane.
But he's been doing it for a long time. And
understood.
The order about the pamphlet thing came out back in January.
The order did, but the result of the Kaylee Anthony thing is very fresh in the mind of
right.
the sentencing judge. And I'm wondering if...
And so it is the same judge.
Sitting in his mind, he's thinking to himself, you know, it would have been a lot better for my career if that girl would have been found guilty because, you know, she was obviously guilty or whatever. He's thinking in his own mind. I have no idea.
Hmm.
But, you know, he's sort of laying it on the doorstep of this guy who's passing out this jury. Because, I mean, to the state... That's what jury nullification is. Jury nullification is people being found not guilty.
So,
and it's remarkable, I mean, you know, when you're talking about the state, about 0.1% of cases, or less than 0.1% of cases are people found not guilty. It's incredible.
Well, most people take the plea bargain, so, I mean, that's why that's the case.
Well, that's what they have an apparatus set up where people are always, either the case is dropped or they're found guilty in some way, or, you know, they're sentenced.
If people were to actually not take the plea deal, then they'd actually go to trial, and there'd be more likely to be people found not guilty if
Indeed.
People would actually go to trial. So we're talking about also the aspect of the cameras not being allowed in court. And so let's go to Jericho back in West Virginia, in Virginia to WSVG in Mount Jackson. Go ahead, Jericho, with your thoughts.
Hey, I've got enough teeth. I don't live in West Virginia.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway, no, it's not exactly on your... pamphlet handing out thread, but anyway, I heard a story a couple months ago, a guy up in Philadelphia. I don't know if it's Pennsylvania state law or Philadelphia law, but like in Virginia, if you're legally allowed to have a firearm, as long as you carry it open, you're okay. You got to have a concealed carry permit. In Pennsylvania, you have to have a permit to carry it at all, but
mm-hmm.
you are allowed to carry open carry if you have a permit. Well, this guy had a permit. He was in a parts store, you know, like an Advance or AutoZone, something like that, and he was carrying a sidearm. All of a sudden, the cop saw him and started questioning, what are you doing? You're not supposed to have a gun like that. He said, yeah, I am. I'm totally within the law. And when he went to explain to the cop, I could show you my permit. He didn't reach for anything. He didn't startle the cop. He just told the cop that he could show him the permit. The cop took that as a threat, pulled his firearm, had it pointed at this guy's chest, down on his knees, everything else, the whole works, called in for backup. Well, this went on for about a half hour until finally they called the police department attorney who explained to them, guys, no, he is within the law. You better let him go.
Oh, boy.
So this guy's no trouble whatsoever, but unbeknownst to the cops, he audio recorded the whole exchange.
Oh, boy.
When this guy posted on YouTube, that's when they got embarrassed and decided to charge him with some kind of...
Yeah, he must have done something illegal at that point because they got embarrassed.
Yeah, well, it's wiretapping.
Exactly.
They'll charge you with wiretapping.
Exactly. So they're allowed to ride around their cruisers all they want with a camera in every single one of them, videotaping everything you do, that's okay. Mm-hmm. But when it's time to keep them in check and keep them in control, because we do own them, you would think, you know, we are the people they work for.
That's what you think.
Works.
You know, I heard Michelle Seven tell a cop that once, and the cop said, well, I'll give you your 5 cents back.
Your 5 cents back.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you said, I don't know how to fix this, but you're right. It's not going to be stopped until you get thousands. And I call myself Jericho. You know that's not my real name, because I say things on your show that I don't want people around here, because I would be harassed very quickly.
I heard
there are cops and judges around here that have been in the loop of major drug operations and everything else. They still have their office.
Mm-hmm.
They're still
doing
everything. As long as we the people let them keep thinking they're the boss. I've said that on your show 10 times already. As long as we keep letting them.
It really speaks to how they feel they're doing in their work, that they don't like people videotaping them. Mm-hmm. I work somewhere where there are a lot of cameras.
All the time.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, that's fine. I'm very comfortable with it because I'm not doing anything at my job that you can't record. I mean, I'm nice with my customers. I'm not pocketing cash.
Right.
Exactly. I'm comfortable with the cameras because they serve a really important security purpose for me.
Oh, yeah.
So it really speaks to, you know, how they feel, what kind of a job they feel they're doing. If they really felt like they were always doing everything right, why would they care?
They're ill-trained to begin with. I don't know about nationwide, but I grew up in Maryland. And I noticed all my life, every Maryland state policeman I saw, you know, or talked to, all had the same robotic voice and everything else. And I found out later in life, they're taught in police school how to speak and how to act to force their control on everyone else. These guys don't talk like that. That's how they're taught, you know, taught to speak at police academy. And I think, I don't know about judges, but cops anyway, they're taught from day one that they're above the people and they need to keep us in control.
It's us versus them. There's no doubt about it.
Well, it's true. When you videotape them doing something illegal, you can't get anybody to charge these people.
Nope.
When you catch a cop or a bureaucrat or one of these people doing something illegal, the best you can hope to do is turn it over to the local news and they'll play the heck out of it if it works out for you.
If the local news has the balls to go up against
they're scared too.
Hey, thanks, Jericho, for the call tonight. As always, appreciate the thoughts at 800-259-9231. I mean, just as an example here, the local newspaper censored. I blogged about this over at Free Keene. We're living in Keene, New Hampshire, which is this little town, 25,000 people. There's a talk radio station, there's a newspaper, and now there's FreeKeene.com, which has really kind of become a source for news. But it's also a source for opinion. And we were breaking this news yesterday about a murder that happened, which was drug-related here in town, which murders don't happen in Keene very often. So we were breaking some of this news over at Free Keene, and of course the newspaper was reporting on it as well. And the newspaper, from what I understood of the story, got it wrong. They said that the person who was killed was intervening in a fight when he was killed.
Initially, I think that's what they said. But
that's what they
changed.
Said initially. Well, they don't have an official story, and there is no official story. It's just what you hear on the street. They were reporting what they had heard, and I was reporting what I had heard, and I suggested that they'd gotten it wrong. I went and I posted on their website as a comment to their story the link to my story with a completely different version of the events, which was much more focused on how it was drug-related, because the Keene Sentinel wants you to believe that, oh, this is, you know, just a young man who intervened in a fight. He saw something happening, and he did, you know, what he thought was right. I'm not saying the kid was a bad kid. I didn't know. I knew people who did know him, and they liked him. They thought he was a nice kid. But, you know, nice kids get caught up in drug
sure,
deals. You did it, Mark, when you were younger.
Yeah, like I was a nice kid.
Well, I mean, you were probably a nice young man at some point in your life.
Some point.
You got caught up with the wrong people, and you went down a kind of a bad road. And I think that the Sentinel didn't want to see that. I don't think they wanted to see, A, me promoting my website on their site.
I think that's that would be my biggest concern.
B, this kind of, they didn't want their page to be promoting the idea that teenagers in Keene might be using drugs.
Keene's terrible for drugs.
Mark, you shouldn't talk about that. This is an idyllic
Green
little town.
Keene.
It's an idyllic little community, and no kids around here do drugs.
They got a huge crank problem.
Censor. You're censored. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. I don't know what their reasons were, but they deleted my comments from their website. Shame on them. Anyway, more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we whittle agents' intellects into pointy, sharp utensils, and this is a pop quiz. What is the best way to save on insurance if you own a car and a house? Should you A, sit down with a farmer's agent to combine your policies into a delightful savings sandwich, or B, keep separate policies? The answer? A, talk to us and pass the mail.
We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, da, bum, 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 bum.
Call a farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto and home insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website. Grab the mobile site over at m.freetalklive.com, m as in mobile.freetalklive.com. Quick access to our streams and podcast. That's m.freetalklive.com.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. Go to the grocery store. Go to the gas station. You can see it happening. You know that at some point a new currency will take over. Wouldn't you like to be on the ground floor of that currency? Bitcoins, they could be that currency. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems to only be increasing with time. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are trending upward. Weusecoins.org.
We continue with you and your thoughts. We'll go to BD, listening in Tennessee. BD, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, what's happening?
What's on your mind, BD?
All right, this is I listen to basically podcasts. Occasionally, I can manage to catch it live when I'm not bothered busy with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
But the story last night I heard about the kid brought back a lot of memories because
night about the kid.
Yeah,
which story?
The,
I'm sorry.
The murdered kid.
Oh yeah, yeah, the guy that died in alleged because an alleged drug deal went bad.
Oh yeah. Well, the story I'm going to tell that happened many, many years ago, back in the late 70s and early 80s. But a young man I was very close with, he had been waiting on his 18th birthday to inherit a sum of cash and some land. And when he did that, the sole purpose for him doing that, waiting on that, was so he could make bigger drug deals. He was a pretty small time, you know, nickel bag here, dime bag thing. But at that point right there, when he thought he could, you know, go big time, and he managed to sell his land, sell some land and get some money, there was a $50,000 drug deal that went bad, which I'm not sure exactly what happened, but he ended up killing his partner, who was also one of our high school classmates.
Oh, man.
All right. And upon that happening, he talks to the guy's girlfriend into having an abortion. He buries the body on the land up in the mountains. Then a month later, another someone that was involved in the deal, he talks him up into the mountains and ends up killing him, buries him up there.
Jeez.
Come December that year, and I always say there's a higher power of destiny. Because for some reason I was out of town, because I would have been foolish enough to have been right there with him, because I understand that what Mark's talking about, being in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong people.
Mm-hmm.
But he ends up killing his grandmother and throwing her in the river. Now, this is, like I said, around Christmas, 1979.
Why did he kill his grandmother? I thought he was just trying to cover up a bad drug deal.
It came down to that, because, you know, the bad drug deal, ended up selling this truck and a couple other things, and I think she found out about it.
Oh.
And, you know, and he...
Wow.
And when he killed her, he must have thought she was dead, because he wrapped her up in plastic chains and whatever, and threw her over in the river, which that's how she actually died.
Oh, jeez. That's horrible.
I mean, but all of this would never have been possible if it wasn't for that war on drugs.
No doubt about it. And, you know, for saying things like that on my blog, I've been excoriated by people. How dare you have an opinion and suggest that that in the absence of the war on drugs, that this young man, or in your case, those multiple people, wouldn't be dead. That the idea that these things could still happen. Okay, yeah, there's crazy people, and people will still do stupid things in the absence of the war on drugs, but it's much less likely. Anybody in law enforcement against prohibition would agree with me on that.
Oh, and here's how the story continues. Okay, when he was apprehended for his grandmother, they convicted him of that, and then I can honestly say it probably wasn't his conscience. He probably just wanted to, you know, time out. He started confessing to the other ones that he'd done, you know, to get out. Yeah, I'll show you where this body is, and so on. So when he's convicted and he's in prison, for like 7 years. Another drug deal goes bad in prison, and he kills somebody else.
Oh, God.
This guy's just a killing dude.
At that point, once you're in prison for life, you know, to some of those guys, it doesn't even matter.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Thanks for sharing the story. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. But he's absolutely right. In the absence of the war on drugs, violent crimes will, I think, drop off of a cliff as far as how often they happen. It's just...
Well, so many times, people are, you know, they're either killing somebody because a drug deal went bad and they've been jilted for a great deal of money.
Mm-hmm.
They're killing somebody because they need some money to buy drugs. You don't see anybody killing anybody over a pack of cigarettes. Those are the most addictive things on the planet, because they're cheap. That's why. And
but
drugs would be cheaper in the absence of the drug war, too.
Well,
also, people are not thinking clearly when they're on drugs and things like that. So
their priorities are screwed up.
When they're confronted with circumstances where, well, I need money, rather than just quitting drugs, they'll say, well, I need money. I got to kill somebody.
I'll
to
just
get her
steal
with.
From grandma, and if she catches me, I'll kill her. Let's talk to Doug, listening in California, listening to XN's America's Talk. Hello, Doug. Doug?
Hi.
Go ahead, sir.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Can you hear me great?
Yes, sir.
I didn't know there was a radio station dealing with nonviolent civil disobedience and affecting change in the community that way. But
now you know. Well, there's a radio show. I don't think there's an entire station dedicated to it, but nonetheless.
Where may I ask where you guys are physically located?
Keene, New Hampshire. We moved to New Hampshire, all of us, the three of us on the show, as have hundreds of other people, as part of the Free State Project, a group of liberty-oriented folks, people that understand what it means to be free and are willing to get active about it, all moving to the same place.
Well, it's almost like a commune, then. Well, that's
an inaccurate term.
It's a commune if California is a commune. I mean, I have a house.
Yeah,
I've got a wife who lives in it. I've got a dog, and I've got a cat. Does that sound like your house?
No, I mean, a community of approach to, I mean, I didn't mean that in any kind of disparaging way.
We're not all living in this on a compound together.
Right. And by the way, have you ever been on a commune?
Well, actually, I lived on one in Santa Cruz since 1974. My children and grandchildren, we all live together in the community.
Oh, wow. But, so you actually live on a commune right now.
And the thing is I would like to continue living there. You'd have to go to New Hampshire. Well, where did you go to New Hampshire from, I asked? Were you in California?
No, Florida.
No, but some people are from California.
Well, same thing. Yeah, but California's the same thing, Florida, California. Because what I was going to suggest to, and I have, and people in California and Florida, I don't know about New Hampshire, but really, you're the only vote as far as voting. The only vote, and I'm older. I'm like a senior grandpa. You guys are sound a lot younger and more vital. But I was in 1981, and Bank of America was paying me 23% on jumbo CDs. You know, I've seen in 1967. I went to Wickenburg, Arizona, when I was at Stanford, to check out what was in a Japanese relocation center that day. As they call them now FEMA centers, I guess. But I mean, this thing's working like a cycle. No, but today, what I was going to say is, are you still there?
Yep, right here.
The only vote we have now as a property owner is when you pay your property tax.
Yeah, well, good luck not paying the property tax. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. I hope someday that we get to the point where people who are property taxpayers decide to not pay anymore. I think that I'm going to get to that point someday, whether there are others that are ready to join me or not, because I'm about sick of this crap. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning, and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. 1-800-600-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there for free. So enjoy those. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Oh, and speaking of features, there are listening options there. So we've got live streams, which include a broadband and dial-up version of the show. They are available around the clock. So anytime you want, you can hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, get a list of our 109 great radio stations that air the show throughout the week, various different times, as well as our satellite listening options, including two XM satellite radio channels, as well as our free-to-air KU-band channel, in addition to our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Plenty of ways for you to get Free Talk Live in your ears. Get the details at listen.freetalklive.com.
Also, if you're looking for the best prices on camping, hunting, and shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, and a lot more. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned, members in good standing, the Better Business Bureau, and you know how important that is online. Some prices are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. You can get an additional 5% off their already low prices with coupon code FTL. You can get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. Use coupon code FTL at ManVentureOutpost.com.
So we continue here with you and your thoughts. Frank is on the line in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Good evening.
Hey, Frank.
I hope it's nice and mild up in Vermont tonight.
We live in New Hampshire. But
New Hampshire.
Down close.
Forgive me. It was a Freudian slip. Yeah, listen, I enjoyed the conversation tonight, and I just wanted to say that the reason why so many judges and the Justice Department fear jury nullification is that they view it as an obstruction of justice, meaning that if someone has the capacity to understand not only the law as the judge describes it to the jury, you know, before they make their decision, in a sense, when the judge gives final instructions to the jury before they go into the sequestered mode to sort of hash it all out. What's interesting about that is that jury nullification, theoretically, from their point of view, would allow for someone to, in a sense, pervert the process of justice.
From their point of view.
They love that obstruction of justice because that's always a felony. And an obstruction of justice charge can only be proven in the case against the individual that's charged with obstruction of justice. So it gives, like, a lot of wiggle room to the judiciary and the attorney general and that whole thing. So what I wanted to say is this. What's interesting, though, the notion of judicial immunity really doesn't exist in the Constitution or in many states' constitution, but it is a presumed authority that all the judges seem to have. And the view is that the judge, provided to the best of his or her ability, discharges their duty regarding the law with due diligence, whatever that may mean, allows them to have judicial immunity, unless there's a gross case of malfeasance against the judge.
Boy, man, it would have to be pretty gross for the judge to be held accountable for anything.
Well, that's
that
you've hit it on the head. That's the key. So, in a sense, we have a judiciary that's either A, appointed by the government, B, elected through, you know, political means, which means that if you're basically incompetent but you have the vote, you can become a judge and all this stuff. And we've even seen Supreme Court justices that couldn't even fill out a brief, like Berger. There were several books written by his clerks about Berger's Supreme Court, that actually it was the good clerks that, you know, did all the work, and basically he just was there, you know.
As a figurehead.
So yeah. What I want to say about this, though, very simply, is jury nullification should be the right of a juror.
But oh, it
the point is. But the point is, if you were to agree with that or utilize it as a reason for acquitting someone, not only would you acquit the person, but you could be brought in.
You're
for
right about that, Frank.
Of justice.
Yeah, yeah, Frank. Yeah, there's a, that's an important point, and I'm glad you brought it up tonight. And thanks for the call. The folks over at the Fully Informed Jury Association, FIJA.org. This is the national organization that is pushing the idea of jury nullification. These guys will say to you, you aren't supposed to be punished for finding someone not guilty on a jury. But it is possible, you know, for them to do something to you if they find out that you were nullifying. I believe that's what they say. It's been a while since I've read their
material. Yeah, it's been a long time, but I think I remember something like that, too.
But, yeah, you don't want to necessarily come right out and say that. You might want to say, if you're asked a question by a judge about why you, you know, chose not guilty, you could simply say, I don't believe the state proved its case. And that's that. So that, you know, you can just kind of stop it by saying that and leaving it there. Fully Informed Jury Association has some more specific examples. They have some ideas as to how to get on a jury, because getting to that point, you've already gone through quite a bit, because you have to go through the...
Yeah, if you ever say the word jury nullification beforehand, you're not going anywhere.
You can't tip your hat. You can't show them that you're like a liberty activist, because that'll freak them out. So you kind of have to slip into the jury pool unnoticed, and there are certain ways to do that where you aren't perjuring yourself. So, you know, like you can't lie on their little form or else you've committed perjury. So they always usually in most places they're going to want you to fill out a jury form, some sort of a questionnaire. In fact, I looked at about 75 of them today.
The thing you have to remember is when dealing with this is these folks are subverting 1,000 years of common law doctrine. The jury nullification, that is a right of juries.
Right.
But it has been taken away without legislative fiat. It's just been taken away because judges say, these folks, they're too stupid to do this.
It still exists. It hasn't been taken away. It's just been covered up. They've thrown the...
Buried deeply.
Right. They've thrown the cloak of invisibility over top of it. And by the way, I did see the Harry Potter movie finally, and it was pretty good.
I'm glad you did.
I liked the Harry Potter better than I liked Captain America.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm so glad. Happy for you right now.
Mark dragged me to Captain America this weekend. It was kind of sad.
Like, what do you mean?
You wanted me to go to the movie, but you wouldn't buy my ticket.
That's true.
You were being really obstinate about
it. Yeah, but you went.
Yes, because...
You got plenty of money. You don't need me to buy your ticket.
Well, anyway, I went because you're such a good salesman.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, 800-259-9231. There is news here about the Norway shootings, by the way, which we haven't had a chance to get to yet this week, and it's pretty important news. And that is, as you may know, there was mass slaughtering over the weekend in Norway. I think it was on the week, wasn't it Sunday? No, Saturday, I believe, is when it was. Anyway, a guy killed approximately 85, 90 people, something like that. A lot of people died at the hands of one man who showed up, I believe in a police uniform, at a summer camp of some sort for kids in the Socialist Party. And he shows up and just starts blasting. And, of course, nobody's a socialist summer camp. Nobody's got a gun. This guy just manages to take out all kinds of people in a very, very short period of time. And guess how long it took for the police to show up?
I don't have to guess. I know.
Well, Julia, you can see the headline from
here.
Yeah,
I know, too.
All right. It's 90 minutes. 90. Who out there is
thinking? Incredible. Now, they were on a little island, right?
Well, according to the story,
and
yes,
they have to keep their
island.
Little officers safe.
Well, that is true, Mark. Their officer safety is a very important thing when it comes to the police. That's why the cops at Columbine didn't just go running in the building. They set up outside for quite an amount of time first before they finally decided to do something after the guys had killed themselves.
Another thing you should take away from this is the guy came in dressed as a cop and started blasting people.
Yes.
But, you know, if you're dealing with a cop or a bureaucrat or something like that in one of these instances, you're just supposed to trust this person. Mm-hmm. If you're dealing with a real cop, that cop will throw you to ground, knock your teeth out if you don't do what he says immediately.
I don't believe you're a cop.
How am I supposed to know you're a cop?
Right.
I mean, somebody just killed, some dude dressed like a cop just killed 90 people.
Yep, there's more coming up here at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up what you want in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are next, 800-259-9231.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you and your thoughts if you get on the lines now at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. And if you want to support the show, you may do so by learning how to promote Free Talk Live over at promote.freetalklive.com. That's promote.freetalklive.com.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was, too, for many years. You know that those cigarettes are going to kill you, right? There's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell, no secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. There's free shipping on orders over $60 and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. And since 40 cartomizers is $69.99, you'll get that shipping for free. So go to vaporsmiths.com, get 40 cartomizers, use coupon code FTL, get free shipping, and get a free starter kit. You can call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR.
When moments count, don't call the police. Over in Norway, as people were being slaughtered on an island camp for the, what is the equivalent of a socialist party there, as I understand it, it took the police 90 minutes to get themselves there. Now, they were on an island, so to be fair, probably a little more difficult than the average place to get to. But all that said, 90 minutes, and 85 people perished.
This was all caused by trust in the police. All caused by trust in the government.
The man with the gun had a police officer's
outfit. Right, the guy with the gun had a police officer's outfit on, so he was able to, you know, move with facility and alacrity through these crowds, do whatever he wanted, and then start opening. He killed 90 people.
The belief in authority.
And then it's the trust that the cops are going to save you from situations like this that had these socialist kids running around and their camp, the people that are running the camp, without any kind of protection. I mean, if somebody would have had a weapon, they could have taken care of this dude.
Or they at least would have had a chance.
So it is all this weird religion that says that the state can take care of everything.
Yeah.
But of course, socialists would believe this.
That's something that you're taught from age one.
Yeah.
I mean, basics in school, like, it's just repeated over and over again. Like, what do you do in an emergency?
Call 911. My son has this this 50 songs from, I don't know, Fisher Price, The Play People, or something like that. I don't know. But it's songs. And they're just sort of ordinary songs that you might hear in different places. They've licensed some good songs. But one of them is this Officer Patrick song.
Oh, no.
And it sings about how you can trust Officer Patrick, and he takes care of criminals, and blah, 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 blah. Every time time that thing comes on, I punch it off into the next one. It's bad enough that you have to hear about how great the garbage men are for handling the recycling. Very least, my son likes the sound effects in that one with a crushing sound.
We need
of garbage
more liberty-oriented toys. Damn it!
Well, this isn't a toy. These are CDs.
Oh, okay. I thought it was one of those round things with the sound effects on it or something like that.
But this is, that Officer Patrick song, bang, I'm out of there every time.
Let's go to Roger listening in Australia. Roger, good day, sir.
How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Mate, just listening to you guys rambling on about what's happening in America, it makes me want to cry. It makes me want to laugh at the same time because America is definitely one of those countries that I used to look up to when I left Czech Republic about 25 years ago when he was communist. Mm-hmm. And now that I've been living in Australia for 25 years, and I lived in America, by the way, too, for about 2 years back in the early 90s, it brings tears to my eyes to see that the supposed democracy that we left Czech Republic for at the time when I was living there, now America has literally turned into a communist country itself.
It's true. And it's really striking when somebody like you says that.
Well, because I have been through it.
Right.
And I have been through it as a 13-year-old, and yet it's still very fresh in my mind. And I remember the reasons when my parents said to me, as we were driving across the border between Czech Republic and Austria, and they said to me, don't speak. We are family, we have to stick together, right? Because we are escaping this ruthless, ridiculous government. But what today I see in American media is this complete, what American media is trying to do is completely dismember the family, the nucleus of what family is supposed to be about. Who do you trust in your life? Your mother, your father, not the state, not the state. That's what Hitler was preaching. Trust the state and dob your neighbors in, and we'll take care of them. And
what's really scary? And I'm sure you experienced this likely over in the Czech Republic, but you're starting to see programs encouraging people, turn your neighbor in, you'll get a $50 reward or some sort of piddly amount of cash. And because people are hurting so bad because of the economy, they're now more likely than ever to snitch out somebody they know, somebody in their family.
Well, dude, I watched the documentary in RT, Russia Today, which I do get in Australia here on a cable network. There was a German guy there that got arrested because he got dobbed in by some Pakistani guys, and they got $3,000 bounty on his head. So he ended up in Gitmo, in Cuba, wherever America got these terrorizers, He was there for 5 years. This guy was a blue-eyed, blonde-haired German guy. And they kept asking him, what is your involvement with Al-Qaeda and where is bloody Osama bin Laden? And the guy just kept telling them in broken German language, I don't know what you want me to tell you anymore.
Yeah. Look, I was just enjoying an ice cream cone one day and somebody grabbed me and threw me in a van. How am I supposed to know?
Horrible.
Oh, man.
Absolutely horrible.
Thanks for sharing that tonight. Anything else on your mind, Roger?
That's all.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Man, when that message comes from somebody like Roger, who's lived through communism and totalitarianism.
If you and I say it, the socialists out there will be like, you people, you're always making a big deal out of nothing. But,
it's not just the socialists, it's the fascists as well that'll go, hey, we fought for your freedom, military fought for your freedom, shut up.
Yep, that too. But the fact is that people that have lived under communist regimes, I've heard it over and over again. Maybe it's the only the people that I'm hanging out with that are under communist regimes, but every one of them I hear this from say that, America, the politicians sound just like our politicians. Mm-hmm. These are the kind of things that happen in Soviet Russia, where they disappear you, or whatever. It's sad.
It's sad and it's scary.
And Americans don't believe it for a second. No,
it can't happen here.
This is the freest country on earth. For one, that statement is wrong, right? Like,
that's just what they told you.
Demonstrably wrong. You can show list after list of ways that people have freedom in different areas in the world, and the United States isn't on the top of any of them.
Nope.
And people say, we got the best judicial system in the world. That's wrong.
Now, why is it scary when you say it's scary?
Scary? Yeah. We were just talking about being thrown in a van and taken away somewhere. That's a pretty scary thought.
It is pretty scary. and they are doing scary things to people. And people are getting thrown, even if you do know where they are, they're getting thrown in jail cells for 150 days for handing out a pamphlet. I bet you that would have happened in communist Russia. Well, yeah, maybe you would have gotten executed for it, but you know, certainly that's what happened to the White Rose Society in Germany.
Here in the United States, they would never bother executing somebody. You're worth far more to
in
them
jail.
As a prisoner.
Good point. Bigger budget.
They could tax the heck out of the rest of us when they throw people in jail.
Yeah.
This is the largest prison population on the planet, per capita. Not because we're a big country, but because we're a fascist country.
It's funny, too, because when you say those numbers, I mean, I think that's a publicly known fact. That's a pretty well-known fact. It doesn't faze people. They don't seem to give it any thought at all.
I mean, what amazes me is when you're talking about 0.1% of the population being found not guilty from something they've been charged with. I mean, can you imagine a system that's that efficient, that is that good? I mean, it's ludicrous, the idea that our judicial system can find people 99.9% of the time. Well, actually, you can't use the inverse, but 0.1% of the time they're found not guilty. You know, that they're that efficient. It's insane. But people believe it.
Quickie for you here from CNN.com. North Carolina's town of Tar Heel has had themselves a ballots provision or whatever. Not provision, but a period of time in which people can register for the ballot to run for a city or town mayor and, selectmen or city council or whatever they call them there. And apparently no one has stepped up to the plate. The town had 2 weeks to file, and no one did so. According to the story here, the board chose not to extend the filing period. The current mayor is not running for re-election, and nobody bothered to step up to fill his shoes. The town council also will not have anybody running on the ballot. So what's next for the town? Well, positions will all be write-ins come November. So, you know, the election isn't over yet. But what if the election happens and no one gets written in?
This has happened before.
Will the government shut down?
No, this happened before, and they'll just run another election, or they'll appoint somebody.
Yep, that's right.
The government doesn't stop.
They'll appoint their buddies.
No such thing as running nobody.
And everybody will keep paying their taxes as well. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.